We're joined in studio by a band called Lavengro. They're from Derry, and we're told they're one of the most dynamic and exciting new pop bands to emerge in recent years, and it says it on a press release, so it must be true. Guys, you're very welcome. We have Gareth, Dave, James, Jack and Emmett. And now, I have a really clever introduction because I did a bit of Googling and I found a book called Lavengro, The Scholar, the Gypsy, the Priest by George Henry Borrow. And I was going to make all sorts of quips. And then I suddenly noticed the surname Borrow cropping up in your names as well.
Yeah. So you got it. Everyone always asks, where's the name come from? But that's, I think, right, you've got it before the question. So my great uncle was a famous author, obviously, back in around the 1800s time, and his most famous book, as you said, was called Lavengro. So for months when we first started the band, we couldn't find a name, and me and my brother, who's also a Borough, we were walking down the quay in Derry, and he said, we were chatting about our great uncle, and saying, it's funny, isn't it, we had a really famous uncle, and then he said, what about calling the band Lavengro after his book? And we said, that's a really good name, it's different. So yeah, that's where the story comes from.
And the fact that the book is sort of subtitled The Scholar, the Gypsy, the Priest, I mean, you know, does that in any way describe the band in your name?
I don't think so. Maybe not.
The word itself is actually a Roman word for a wordmaster, so it sort of fits in way writing songs
Here's a horrendously, horribly unfair question. Have you read the book?
Oh, Jesus, no. Not at all. I don't think so. I'll tell you what, we've got a really funny story, actually. We have fans in really weird in Netherlands and Holland on Twitter. And funny enough, it was one of the girls' birthday. Her name's Danique. And we got this tweet through. And it was one of her friends bought her a book for her birthday. And she's actually reading the book at the moment. This is crazy.
One of you is going to have to do it, guys, because someday you're going to come across, be it an interview or wherever, when someone's going to start discussing the themes of the book you're named after. You had better be in a position to have that.
I hope they don't.
You're going to have to be in a position to have that conversation. I must say, guys, one thing I do like is the fact that you're describing yourselves and you're being described as a pop band.
Yes,
and it's a word that somehow has, you know, we seem to getting into a situation in music where it's either indie rock or it's Simon Cowell manufactured pop.
That's it.
And the middle ground appears to be lost. You're either one or the other.
Yeah.
And you're, in a sense, would it be fair to say, I won't say reclaiming that middle ground, but reclaiming the word pop.
Exactly. Well, a lot of times, in especially where we come from, Derry, there's not a lot of pop bands around, even in Ireland in general. So it's sort of, I don't want to say shunned upon, but it's most bands from Derry are punk or indie or something different, whereas we like pop music, and there's no shame in that. That's, if you listen to the church, we really love writing songs that people like to sing along to and entertain people. So that's where we're at, really. So pop music, as you said, there's either you're indie or you're manufactured, but we're definitely not manufactured. We're five normal lads from Derry who love singing and writing songs, and especially in pop music.
Well, you do, and in fairness, you do play your instruments, you write your own songs. That has to be said, and we're going to prove that by taking the first of two songs you're going to do for us. And this is a song, if anyone has been following you or watching you on Facebook, this is probably the song they're most likely to have heard before. There's been a fairly successful video shot on Inch Island, and this has been on Facebook, this has been doing the rounds. This first song you're going to do for us is Take the Fall.
It is, yeah. So this one is called Take the Fall. Here we go.
Have you ever felt so lost and then you find her and you realize she's everything you ever wanted in your life? You're in paradise. I think I'm dreaming. She's the one that I believe in. And oh, she's mine. Yeah, I'm feeling so much higher than before. I can feel it in my body and my soul. And I'm thinking, baby, please don't let me go. Don't let go. She takes my hand and I'll take hers. I will be the one to catch her when she's falling tonight. We lose control, have it all. I will be the one. sure which is falling tonight. Have you ever felt so low, like she's above you and you ruin your life? Life is short, so take your chance before she's taken by someone else. Yeah, I'm feeling so much higher than before. I can feel it in my body and my soul. I'm begging, baby, please don't let me go. Don't let go. She takes my hand and I'll take hers. I will be the one to catch her when she's falling tonight. We lose control, have it all. I will be the one to catch her when she's falling.
Exquisite, guys, that was excellent. Really, really love that. Tell you what I do really love is, obviously, we have a band in studio, we have one acoustic guitar, all the other musicians are air playing their own instruments, which is lovely to see. But the interesting thing is the bass player is drumming, not playing bass. Confessions of a live music session.
That's right, exactly.